Good morning. We welcome you to this dedication ceremony for the Science and Technology Center, the Agricultural Science Center, and the Energy Facility. My name is Jeff Morin, University Resources Vice President, and I've been asked to conduct today. I would like to extend a warm welcome to Elder Neil L. Anderson, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and to his wife, Kathy. We extend gratitude to the Student String Quartet for providing the beautiful prelude music. We also acknowledge members of the President's Executive Group and their wives, academic deans, and ecclesiastical leaders who are seated on the stand. We also welcome various contractors, consultants, and architects who have worked on these buildings, campus personnel who are involved in the planning of these projects, and students and faculty who use these facilities. We have asked Travis Confer, a computer science major, to offer the invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee so much for this day, and we thank thee so much for the weather that we've been blessed with here in Rexburg, and we thank thee for the sacrifices from the tithe payers of this church that have made it possible for us to expand this campus and have these beautiful buildings. We thank thee so much for being able to have Elder Anderson come here this day, and we ask thee to please bless us this day with thy spirit, that everyone in the audience will be able to feel it, and that the students who later use this building will be able to continually feel it as well in their studies and the staff as well. We love thee, Father, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will now be pleased to hear remarks from President Clark G. Gilbert. Following President Gilbert, it will be our pleasure to hear from Elder Neil L. Anderson, who will speak to us and then offer the dedicatory prayer. It is now my pleasure to briefly introduce Elder Anderson to you. Elder Neil Lyndon Anderson was named an Apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on April 4th, 2009. Prior to his call as a general authority, Elder Anderson served as a mission president in the France-Bordeaux mission and as president of the Tampa, Florida stake. Elder Anderson was born in Logan, Utah on August 9, 1951 and was raised in Pocatello, Idaho. He graduated from Brigham Young University where he was a Hinckley Scholar and earned a master's degree in business administration from Harvard University. After completing his education, he settled in Tampa, Florida, where his business interests included advertising, real estate development, and healthcare. Elder Anderson and his wife, Kathy Williams Anderson, are the parents of four children. Following the dedicatory prayer, the benediction will be offered by Gabriella Mangum, an animal science major. Following the dedication ceremony, we'll be providing a tour of this building and the Central Energy Facility. If you're interested in joining the tour group, please meet in the area to my left after the benediction. President Gilbert.
Thank you for that beautiful music. I don't think we'll have many settings where we have a choir singing in this building going forward. For those of you who are here today, I hope you'll remember that and the spirit it brought, and that that choir will echo, and the quartet that we heard earlier will echo in our hearts and our minds, and we'll remember the spirit we felt as we listened to them today. Last week at devotional, I shared this scripture in Mosiah 18 about the waters of Mormon. I wanted to read that again today and have you think about this place and this building and the other buildings that are being dedicated today here on campus. In verse 30, it says, "And now it came to pass that all this was done in Mormon, yea, by the waters of Mormon, in the forest that was near the waters of Mormon, yea, the place of Mormon, the waters of Mormon, the forest of Mormon." You would think they could come up with another name. But there was a reason they used that name over and over again, because something special had happened to them there. And it says, "How beautiful are they to the eyes of them who there came to the knowledge of their Redeemer." It's my prayer as we prepare for this dedication, as we prepare for the use of this building in this sacred space that our students who come here will reflect back on their experiences and the lessons they learned and who they became and how they were taught things both in science and of the spirit because of the faculty who were committed to the gospel and to their lives, came and taught them here in this building. I hope that this will be a place like the Waters of Mormon. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for this beautiful setting in which we have to learn and to study, to gather for class, and to gather for church meetings that will happen here in this building. I appreciate the prayer that was said this morning. The gratitude that we all have for the tithe payers of the church. I'm thankful for the tour we had today and the gratitude that was expressed to Elder Anderson on behalf of the faculty and the students who will teach and work and study here. How grateful we are to have such a wonderful setting here on this campus. I would just add my testimony that I know that this church is true. I know that we here at BYU-Idaho are about a great work, and I'm grateful to be part of that here today. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Well, it's a great privilege for me to represent President Monson and First Presidency of the Church, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and being here with you today. Looks like we have quite a lot of faculty here. Raise your hand if you're faculty or staff. Can I see that? Students? Those just applying? Well, we're very thankful you're here. The last time Kathy and I were here was, we were just talking with the Clarks about this, was actually the last time we came was the day that I was ordained an apostle. 2009, some of you were still in junior high. Kathy was in the temple. I was in my meeting in the upper room of the temple. We quickly finished. It was one of those spiritually overwhelming experiences that you just could not describe if you wanted to. With all those, my brethren, President Monson, his voice, and 13 other brethren with their hands on my head, and the feeling of power of heaven upon that special day. And so we come back to BYU-Idaho. It's been that long. I think they send us to the out of the country, to the simple people of the world. Our next congregation that will be too in large numbers will be in Haiti in a couple of weeks. And we don't get to come here very often. We don't have enough seniority to get here too often. But I do want to acknowledge my beautiful Valentine, Kathy. Today's Valentine's Day. And I'm so grateful for her and the happiness she's brought into my life and to our family's life and all that she's done for us. Thank you very, very much. Well, I thought I would just take a moment and the scripture I was led to give you a thought. I don't expect you to remember it, but if you remember one part of it, that would be good. This is from section 64 of the Doctrine and Covenants. And the first verse I'll read is verse 32. Which is not one we quote widely, but all things must come to pass in their time. All things must come to pass in their time. The science and technology building, it's time. And there were a lot of people here who worked and strove to have this happen, probably been working in other classrooms, never had a building dedicated so much to, I know you had some engineering building, but to technology and science, computers, and some of the animal sciences as well. So all things will come to pass in their time. And sometimes we have to be patient and wait. We all want certain things to happen for us or happen to this situation or that, but all things must come to pass in their time. So we wait. Then this scripture that we quote a lot, "Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great." Behold, let me just start there. Out of small things proceedeth that which is great. I'll use their first names because I'm not sure of their last names, Brother Zeph. We were just in the animal science area, and a man trained as a veterinarian that he would consecrate his life to helping students in animal science. We were just with Brother Richard, who is, I think he said 27 years with Hewlett-Packard. And that's long enough. You're lucky you got out. And that he could come here to this beautiful place and affect people's lives in a very positive way. And so many other here, so many other people who give so much. And just by small and simple things, great things come to pass. And a little bit of encouragement here, a little bit of teaching there, insightful principles here, a little bit more dedicated study by a student, a little more kindness to one another, bring about wonderful things. Next verse. "Behold, the Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind, and the willing and obedient shall eat of the good of the land of Zion in these last days." It's not a scripture we quote a lot, but it's very, very significant. What is the good of the land of Zion? Well, that's the power of revelation, the strength of covenants, the wonderful things that come from keeping the commandments, from knowing the Savior, from knowing He lives, that He's real. And suddenly we are given the good of the land of Zion. And it's given to whom? "The Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind, and the willing and obedient shall eat of the good of the land of Zion in these last days." I'll mention this about President Sister Gilbert. They're coming as the president of this university is not so surprising, but the amazing thing is that they came years ago. I don't know which year, 2008 or something, right? Seven? Six? 1906? And the same thing I would say about President Sister Eyring, soon to be President Sister Eyring. They came here when it wasn't what it is now. But somehow they were willing and they were obedient. And so the Lord gave them to eat the good of the land of Zion in these last days. And the same to all of you. You came. You were worthy to come. Had you not been worthy, you could not have come. So, and we never read this verse because it's kind of a negative verse, but I'll read it to you. "And the rebellious shall be cut off out of the land of Zion, shall not be sent, and shall be sent away, and shall not inherit the land." So, the heart and a willing mind, powerful teaching. And I'm so thankful for you. I express our appreciation to each of you, students and faculty, staff, all of you who have come with a heart and a willing mind to eat of the land of Zion in these last days, the good of the land of Zion. I give you my sure witness that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that He directs this holy work, and that this work here is His work, and a great blessing to you. Now, if we will bow our heads, close our eyes, I will give a short prayer. Our beloved and holy Heavenly Father, how blessed we feel to address our words to thee as if we were all speaking together, and to address thee, Father, in the name of President Monson and the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve, our love for thee and for thy Son, and our gratefulness for the restored gospel of Jesus Christ that brings us together as brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of thee. We are met here in this beautiful science and technology center to, as a time of dedication in thy name to the Science and Technology Center, the Agricultural Science Center, a few miles from here, and the Central Energy Facility, only moments away. And in thy name, with the power of the Melchizedek Priesthood and of the Holy Apostleship, I bless these three buildings. I dedicate them that they might be always a place of faith, a place of study, a place of discipline, a place of preparation, a place of humility and goodness. I bless these buildings that there may be humility throughout, from the faculty, from the students, that they might both learn from heaven and from the teachings of this world, how they might bring goodness into the world, how they might have skills to take care of their families, what they might do to find their way, and that prayers can be answered as people ponder over jobs and over opportunities, over professional pursuits and further education. I bless these buildings that they might function correctly and they might function efficiently, especially the Central Energy Facility, that heat and power and all the things that it has been designed to do might fill the whole campus. I bless the Agricultural Science Center, that the wonders of the animal kingdom might be understood, the genetics, the anatomies, the importance of feeding the populations, and how to both care for these wonderful additions to our lives that bring us food and also that bring us great associations. And I bless this Science and Technology Center specifically, that in this world of computers, technology, of all the amazing developments of the internet, of coding, of bringing things to life that could never be done before, that there might be the true spirit of innovation and revelation, that light can come from heaven as the students and the faculty and the staff learn how to blossom here in this building. I bless these buildings for other purposes, as they might be used for testimony, for the building of character, the qualities of God, that people, whether they're working in the Central Energy Facility, whether they're assisting a Hereford cow give birth in a the Agricultural Science Center, or if they're working to create a special application for an iPhone here in the Science and Technology Center, that it might always bring the spirit of light, the spirit of the Savior, that his name will never be far from even those things that are taught in the academic center. And also, as especially this building will be used for church services, we bless these rooms that they might be used to further testimony, further conversion, that here the students might become grounded and rooted, settled, and ready to devote their lives both to the goodness of keeping the commandments, the building of a family, if they have that opportunity, and the furthering of their mental capacities throughout the world. We love thee, Heavenly Father. We know that thou dost love us, and that this is, in fact, a demonstration of thy love, that we could have such prosperity that these things could be given to the young people of the church from all across the world. And we pray for these things. We bless and dedicate these buildings and do it in the humble name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for everything you've given us and thank you for this wonderful building. And please bless that we will learn and grow and feel thy love and continue to have the Spirit with us throughout the day and carry it with us. And please bless that we will be safe and arm come to us and that Elder Anderson will travel back safely. And I say these things humbly in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.